digress. So much is sifted through these heads. My brain racking, searching for the best plan. But the pattern can only be given the free hand. I'm driven to find a life in this time span. I fill my rage with a pen to the page and put my love and my angst in the same. Set up for days on a train of thought that ranges across many planes. But I stay contained to restrain all that causes pain, force or flame. I'm gone away and all that nonsense fades. I watch it change with altering ways. Caught at your base, I'll ask you, man, what is it for waste to capture? Wash minds and rapture off some lame shit you play.
Throwing it back to, 2002. Freehand Formula, the first disc from Archetype, and we're going to bring it full circle today as we take a trip down memory lane.
Forgot to say seminal.
That seminal word sounds kind of dirty to me.
Does it?
So I don't know if I'm going to say it. But yeah, like I said, we're going to take a trip down memory lane as well as feature a whole bunch of new and unreleased Archetype music as we celebrate
The culmination
of the saga, and what may or may not be, but more likely will be, a farewell show this weekend for Isaac as he prepares to move to Seattle. What precipitated the move, Isaac?
Pretty much just want to be close to my family. They all live out there now, have been out there for a few years, so it's going to be nice to be closer to them for a minute, you know what I mean?
Cool. And musically, you know, what do you think you're going to do once you get there? Start a grunge band or something?
Yeah.
Presumably, or...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my goal is to take over Sub Pop.
Okay.
So...
I mean, aim high.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. You got to aim high to, you know, you got to aim high and hit higher.
Or at least get in Pearl Jam. At least join. I'm just throwing out all
think
the stereotypes.
You got a shot?
Yeah, what else do you got?
I heard they were looking for a rapper, so...
It could be a good new direction.
Yeah.
Could be. It's about time for a new direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm very familiar with their catalog. So. Mm-hmm.
Seriously, though, there's probably a rap scene out there.
Oh, there is.
Yeah there is what I know of it isn't too good, but...
Yeah.
Right.
Don't shoot yourself in the foot before you get there.
Yeah, I don't know how quick I plan on getting into the music scene at all out there, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Hmm. So what do you think this... portends for the future of collaboration between you two guys?
Well, you know, me and Isaac are lifers, you know what I mean? Lifers. Sorry, talking in the mic. We'll always be making music together, you know, whether it's Archetype or some other random ass band name that he comes out with. But
yeah, like I said, whatever we do, it's not going to be the same capacity as Archetype, but we'll definitely collaborate in the future.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just kind of hard to keep the same, you know, it's not going to be at all like what we've been doing for the past 10 years or 15 or however many years we've been doing this. It's going to be totally new.
And the timing's a little goofy because you've had this like record that's just been in the works forever, it seems like.
It's not really a timing thing, really. The record's been done. We're just trying to figure out like how to put it out that will, you know, anything that will make sense.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, the new album hasn't even been in the workings that long. I mean, granted, there was a big gap since the last one, but it really didn't take us that long to write and record this album.
Is this a new track that we're hearing right now?
I think this is something from Bleed for Them.
Okay. Yeah, this is No Gods.
So we'll throw it back a little bit before we throw it forward.
Cool.
And listen to this one a little bit.
It's like somebody's filling your mind. I wonder will the efforts die once you get your time to set it right and rise up next to shine, losing your purpose. It's an easy thing to do when your money's working for you. It's worthless trying to prove your perfect. Choose your words with caution and cool. Often I do switch the subject when object moves your sense. Something ought to get through but just doesn't. I thought it was working, now I see that it wasn't. But just an illusion, the world is full of a man. And that's what people use when they want to pull you in. There's no solution, it's just the pool of sin we're living. And I guess that's just what the tradition is. But I've been thinking about it so much lately, I can't wait to see what it feels like escaping everyday things. To walk on a road above what's below. Truth or failure, you are the only factor. No others hold your answers but a fractured and laughter at ya. You gotta live by your own law. No gods and no masters. You are the only factor. No others hold your answers but a fractured and laughter at ya. You gotta
So yeah, getting back into you know, the future and whatnot. You know, what's the plan for the record now that, you know, you, like you said, it's finished?
Can I take this one? Can I take this one?
You know,
dominate, world domination, baby, world domination.
Okay. You're going to have to back off the mic just a touch there, cowboy.
Yeah, for those who don't know, that's a reference.
Right, what is it a reference to?
Wu-Tang Clan.
God, I feel like an idiot now.
God. Yeah, one of the biggest hip-hop group of the 90s. Come on.
Seriously, though, when's the record going to be out?
There's no definite timeline on it now. I mean, it's done, and at this point, Jeremy's fiddling with it because we haven't heard from our label about it. So,
yeah.
So just we just started thinking,
make it better, you know, if we can.
Just thinking of our options on that. We're probably gonna shop it around a little bit, and if nothing bites, you know, in a few months, then we'll probably just self-release it. So, I give it, you know, 4 or 5 months at the most. It'll be out.
I mean, that could be weird. You have like a record out and you guys live in different cities. Maybe not that weird. You could probably hook it up for a tour or something,
normal,
right?
Really? We got the interweb to...
I mean, is like, you know, the fact that you're moving the only reason you guys are possibly calling it quits, or is it like artistically too?
Nah.
Some other kind of like
move on?
Yeah,
I mean, actually, we kind of called it quits already. Once it's... I mean, we've been working on... We were working on the album, and we actually played our quote-unquote last show without telling anybody about it at the replay, I don't know, months ago.
Yeah.
And that was the last show we were going to do.
Yeah, summer of 08, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the last show we were going to do. And so we just finished up the album, and then when I decided to move, we decided might as well play one more show together just for the fun of it.
You know. How come? I mean, what were your discussions back then about that being your last show?
Well, I mean, pretty much is you know, we've been doing it for so long, and we're both kind of doing different things, and we just it's better to cut that loose, and so we're not carrying weight. You know what I mean? Like, I think at least I know myself, and I'm pretty sure Jeremy feels the same way, that we've kind of moved beyond this level of collaboration, what we're doing, and just even this state of art that we're working on. You know, so it's just, you know, you got to cut the dead weight and move on.
Hell yeah.
And there are different artistic directions. Like, I mean, you were like moonlighting in a rock band for a while there, weren't you?
Well, I'm working on a rock project right now with Jarrett Fulton from Mixtape, and that's my new project. Jeremy also has his solo project. Which,
yeah, I'm just singing over a bunch of mainly hip hop influenced beats.
Yeah,
but you know, it's more like on some like Sade type shit or whatever.
What's your rock band called, Isaac?
It's called Dead Minutes.
Dead Minutes. You guys have played a couple times, right?
No. We're on the bill to play this last Archetype show, but we might not be ready, so we might play one or two songs.
Okay.
We actually had a song on the Oh Mister compilation that came out a little while ago, but we were under the name Hot Minutes.
Okay. All right. So the show is this weekend. Saturday?
It's Saturday, March 14th.
At the Jackpot. Who else is going to be involved?
So far, it's going to be Archetype and Rooftop Vigilantes and possibly Dead Girls. And then we might going to do a thing. We used to do mixtape meditation nights at the pool room. Well, Jared set them up when they were doing DJ Not DJ.
Yeah.
And it was basically a live improvisational collaboration. And so... Hopefully, I'd like to get a little bit of that going on, and maybe a little bit of GBV cover songs and stuff.
Right on. Guided by Voices.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I got to play translator here.
Yeah, you do.
So I think we're into the new material now. Can you set up this tune a little bit?
This is called Last Time Again. It's personally, I think it's the single, aka like the hottest shit on the fucking planet. You should just play it. That's awesome.
Staying away from burning days and dodging amazement. You never make it that way. To say this, the life I live is alive as I can get it, and high as I lift it. All right, as I respect this cycle of events to properly augment and consciously correct my perception, to keep ideas open ended, circling around over again, breaking down and building back up with whole new limbs to show who's next in. Everything I do is a test of reflexes. I keep it new cause I need it fresh, and there's no beginnings without ends. Everyone's cheated out, can't see in and can't see out.
can't see in and can't see out. So I say this will be the last time again. The next time will be just like the first time, like this was. This will be my last time all over. Yeah, I can see the end again. It's just like last time again. We're saying this will be the last time again. We gotta end it, I know, so we can begin again. It goes in the cycle. This will be the last time again. And the next time will be just like the first time, like this was. Next time will be just like the first time, like this was. Next time will be just like the first time, like this.
Sounds like some like prophecy right there.
I told you it was topical.
So this is the song that's prefacing your comeback in 2011.
And we're definitely doing a reunion tour with Ozfest. So look out for that. Get your tickets now.
Killer. I'm sure Ozfest and Warped Tour will still be going.
Oh yeah.
In 2011.
And actually Ozzy's opening for us on that tour, so it's a pretty big deal.
Well, at that point he's probably going to really suck. So
way to sell the show, Richard. Thanks.
Well, it'd still be, you know, still get to see you guys.
It's true.
Still plenty of reason to go.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of surprised to hear you guys talking about, you know, like, you know, being past this project artistically or whatever, because like this is some of the coolest shit you guys have done yet. Mm-hmm. And it sounds really awesome. And it's actually a lot different from your previous records in that you got like live instrumentation quite a bit more. And you had this band in addition to like being the producer and the rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, you guys must have at least been feeling like something special was happening here.
Oh, yeah. Well, to me, I think that ID and I like bring the best out of each other. You know, like it's kind of hard to fucking let it go. But, you know, that shit will just, it's going to just breathe new life into whatever we do. Like the next album, if we ever do another album, it's just going to be even better. I think just from the move and like moving on and like doing, you know, exploring our options and then like coming back. If we ever, you know, make another album, it's going to be on some whole other shit, which this album is. So, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I was,
always on to the next thing, man.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, your mind's always like 2 years ahead of like your recordings.
Yeah, I mean, these recordings, like, you know, I made these beats like 5 years ago. Isaac wrote these raps like probably a couple, you know, 3-4 years ago, and like,
right,
you know, all the stuff we materialize, like that ends up being on albums, is just like shit that we filtered through, like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of song ideas. So it's like, you know, the next thing we do will just be that much better. So whatever.
All right. Well, let me rock this one a little bit. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, do it.
What's it called?
Dance of the Dead.
Yeah, this is Dance of the Dead.
This time is now my
So how do you think you're going to survive in Seattle after all these years in Lawrence?
Easy living.
Living easy, you know, walking home from the bars. And
yeah, thanks for the panic attack.
Living the easy life.
That being said, I do hear that Seattle's is a big Lawrence, so maybe I'll be all right.
Yeah. What do you think? Are you getting sentimental at all yet? A little bit?
Not yet. Maybe on my way out of town.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely love Lawrence, but I've lived here 10 years, and, you know, that's enough to get comfortable enough to probably some time apart will make my heart grow fonder, you know?
Perhaps, yeah. And how old are you?
I'm 29.
All right, so I can expect to hit the wall in like 2 years.
Say again?
And I can expect to hit that wall in like 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
That's the magical age right there.
Exactly. 20,
coming up on 30.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something about that, right? Coming up
on
30?
Right, exactly. When, you know,
you feel it?
You hit 30, you got to move to Seattle and start a grunge band.
Yeah. There are probably other options, but...
You can move to Louisiana and start a Zydeco band.
Nice.
Good call. Yeah. So what's this next track that's chiming in?
Is called All In.
All In. And is it one of the new ones? Are we all new from
here?
Yeah,
this is all new stuff.
All right, so just so everybody knows, this is hot, fresh material, right here.
Hot from the press.
Can people, like, if we ask really nicely, will you, like, give us the CD?
No.
We'll have to talk about that in the back room after the interview.
Like, what about at the replay if people just, like, ask really nicely and buy you a beer?
Yeah, that's all it takes. Buy me a beer and a shot.
Yeah.
All right, it's yours. It's all yours.
All right.
Lately it's been a mystery, seeing what's seeping out of me is even half something I think that will be me. It's a battle to breathe even, and to have a quick scheme to keep alive or make a means while you're trying to do something to get your feet off the ground. I need a beat like it's pounding for the people in crowds thinking it's singular nouns, them. So I'm trying to get it to and I'ma bring it again soon. Through every side of the spectrum, all of it is, bring it all. A little, and I don't want to see only one side of the issue. I don't want nobody left out, it's all for them too. Much as it is for me, we all define reality ourselves, though dissenting. We use exacting things as tools to mask insanity. Grasping the fantasy tight and can't see through the night. Only one kind inside at a time, I mix it all in. Fuck that, I bring them all in. I'm going all. Has it ever been? Can we still get it loud without ending it? Are you still looking out? Are we set to win? Is there anything now that hasn't ever been? Can we still get it loud without ending it?
So how will hip-hop survive in Lawrence without you two?
Johnny Quest.
Yeah, there you go. There's your savior.
Yeah. The last domino.
Yep. That's terrible.
No, I'm just kidding. There's all kinds of great new kids coming
out.
Yeah,
there is. That's true.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't personally know any of them, but...
You're old hermit.
That's true.
29.
You live in a hollow tree for 30 years and can't expect to have friends.
That's how it goes. Is that something that you thought of at all the last couple of years, the scene, or is that just totally out of your mind?
It's pretty much irrelevant to me. I mean, I love Lawrence, Kansas, but it's not for the hip-hop scene, you know, obviously.
There was a time when it felt like it could have been.
That was a special time,
kind of like a figment of our imagination.
Yeah. Pretty much, you know, a lot of like-minded kids like getting together in a weird place like Lawrence,
And I bet that's still Kansas there. City. We're just too old to like hang out in this place.
No, it is, but it's definitely like there is no like pool room Friday night situation going on. You know, like Edwin Morales is like he is like a magical person that just came through and made some stuff happen.
Right.
And all the you know, there was a bunch of really good music that had to get out there, but
yeah,
you know, now you know everyone's moved on. You know, everyone I know that was doing albums then has kids and family stuff.
And a lot of people are in Kansas City too,
and has they all have babies.
Yeah. So I know you always have your hands in like 24 different projects at once, Jeremy. What else are you grilling up?
Well, aside from the new Archetype, man, that's been my main thing. But the last year, I recorded a couple albums just under the name Nez, and it's all just heart-wrenching, depressing, dark bullshit, basically.
He's going goth.
So it's like the new Kanye.
It's like Let the Right One In, only like the hip-hop end of it. If you guys have ever seen that movie, it's amazing. Check it out.
So but, it's like vampire hop.
It's vampire hop. Vampire hop. No, but yeah, I've been working on that. You know, it's definitely been like a just taking it out of me. So I'm not even rapping on the new Archetype. I wrote all that shit and just like stopped writing completely after that. I gave up pretty much because Isaac's the best rapper ever. I can't rap next to me so good. Nah, but aside from my solo stuff, I've been doing this project called Good Hair with Joe Good. We did it about 3 years ago, right before he quit rapping. And this is a true story. Joe Good quit rapping. He has a daughter now and a family and much respect. But we did an album right before he stopped rapping, and it's called Good Hair. He just recently gave me the approval to put it out, so I've been working on that, trying to like seam it together, basically.
So for 3 years you were trying to get approval, and then finally he lamented.
He told me that he didn't want any more of his raps to be put out ever. Like when we stopped doing the album, like we were, you know, 10 songs deep into it, and he quit rapping. So you know, what am I to say? But he recently told me that I could maybe put it out. So that's what I've been working
on.
And
you have some shit luck, Jeremy, I tell you.
Well, you know, on the positive end, like it's the best shit I've ever heard from Joe Good, and all the beats I did are pretty much around the same era that I made the Red Wedding beats, which is the new Archetype stuff. So it's on the same plane, you know. It's just Joe Good just busting his heart out, you know, like basically like on the brink of quitting, you know, his lifelong art. So it's pretty intense stuff, but it's good stuff. Check it
out. This is one more of the new tunes.
Yeah.
And which one is it?
This is called Everybody's Saying.
Anything to say about this song?
Say.
This next song we should check out, it's called Look Away. It's one of my favorite samples on the album.
Thank you. missing no one there. We not taking calls. No one listening to the things that we want. And the plan is going south quick. We're losing power with every night we skip over just to be out of it. I know we're acting like we're out to get nowhere. And what I'm proud of, I'll give to console my peers that abound and live in hopeless fear. It's a mountain of sick shit we've chosen to clear. And with no doubt it gets thick with immeasurable seriousness. Living through superficial attitudes spent on the delirious minutes. Passing all, acting out all. Passion out in disguise. And now this masquerade is nastier than life. It's ugly times, divert your eyes. You'll be alright with it out of your mind. For all time, all this time. So look away. You don't wanna know these cries. Look away. You don't wanna see.
Alright, so now it's time for the challenge question. When you're old and gray.
Wait, what's the prize?
You look, what is the prize? What is the prize? You get to do a podcast with
Sweet.
Me.
Sweet. God, I've always wanted to do that.
The power towel is your prize.
Nice,
Isaac.
Power towel.
K-State right. Power towel.
Yeah.
Have your pick between the power towel and the Terry towel.
KU football Terry towel. Nice.
No, but so the question is, you know, when you're old and gray and you look back on archetype, what will you remember most?
The end.
Wow. Nah, I'm going to say the time we played in East St. Louis at some backwards-ass strip club. And it was us. Edwin made us do it. I blame Edwin Morales. But there was a dude getting head while we played on this backstage at this East St. Louis club where there was, like, strippers in cages. And
my favorite show was the strip club in Lincoln, Nebraska, which Edwin also made us do.
Oh, my God.
There was a lot of strip clubs. So that's something
for the strip club in Nebraska was pretty much parallel to the strip club in Kill Bill, where, you know, Bud's, like, having to clean up shit from the toilet stool, and, like, there's fucking 50-year-old strippers in the joint. Like, it's bad news. Bad stuff.
So that was the end of your strip club playing days?
Yeah, yeah.
Isaac played with Mobb Deep, but I was in Peru when he did that. How'd that go?
I forgot about that. Well, it wasn't in a strip club. I'll tell you that. So that takes about 5 points off.
Do you get dollar tips when you play at strip clubs?
No. That's the unfortunate part of it, is you don't get
tipped out. No free lap dances.
You don't get free lap dances. No liquor. I did get invited into the office, though, with this weird old lady.
Yeah.
Said she worked there.
The one with the wig.
Mm-hmm.
And a gigantic t-shirt on. Not much of a stripper at all.
Any other recollections? I'll let you think about that while we let the tunes roll.
Let's all do that.
Feel it when it pounds. Hear it when it's resting. Listen for the sound right now. So when it's feeling it, you feel it when it pounds. Feel it when it's resting. Listen for the sound right now. So when it's feeling it. Stepping in their places, taking the stage, moving swiftly, hitting with grace, they all say. Don't forget it's resting, the sentiment you're harboring, and like the rest, you're caught up in things. Stepping in their places, taking the stage, moving swiftly, hitting with grace, they all say. Don't forget it's resting, the sentiment you're harboring, and like the rest, you're caught up in things. Oh, there's nothing can be won. That he's
got it sewn and could never let you know that he's not the dopest. If you got it cold, it's not you only, kid. He's forever looking out for any spot to blow, just to watch himself grow and see the other struggle. Not again, no, he would never be one of those. He's all goldy, they can't be touched by no thing. A problem most couldn't solve or foresee. Standing for everything he goes against, it seems a paradox of means. How could it be? Deceiving to bring the heat in, even when being on top of its own, he can't stop. It's so sad, he only understands what's shown.
Queued up and ready at once, don't we know? And never leave it alone when it's done. And never be of other thing because it's something he's already done.
Cool stuff.
Right on.
Anything spring to mind there in your foggy recesses of your memories?
I was going
to
say there's so much. It's hard to hone in on one. I think I'm going to most fondly remember these podcasts.
Oh.
Oh.
Playing shows at the replay.
That's what's called a moment.
Yeah.
Right
well,
there.
It, for those of you listening or reading, I was just staring deep in Richard's eyes, and he shed a tear, a single tear, and it sparkled.
I'm going to take it back to dorm days. I lived with Richard. I used to make beats in my dorm room. Richard lived right across the way from me. And most of that culminated into what is Freehand Formula now, like pretty much like 99, 2000. I was just making beats in my dorm room, skipping school, and ID would come up and record randomly. And that was the start of Archetype when we started actually recording all the songs we've been writing in high school. But yeah,
most people covet that dorm room just as a creative space,
right?
You know, to work on music.
420, I think, was
you get three meals a day,
mm-hmm.
and you get to stay in your room and make
exactly.
music.
Yeah.
You steal Rice Krispies from Mrs. E's downstairs and you get by. You know,
golden days.
You steal the trays to go sledding on Campanile Hill. That's
right
what I'm
on.
Talking about.
Yeah. Let's all move back into the dorms.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, guys. We can do it. Let's do it all over again. All right. Well, when the curtain falls Saturday, what do you think is going to go down?
A lot of breaking of equipment. Probably Isaac falling over Jarrett's drums. Maybe Dash pissing his pants, and Ryan Wirtz forgetting everything he learned in college.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
It does does sound like fun.
But we're gonna have all the strippers we ever played for and all their coats, so there you go. That's reason enough.
Going out in style.
Yeah, you got to.
We would expect nothing less.
I have a brand new pair of leather pants.
What happened to the old
cowboy
pair of
hat?
Pants?
I'm wearing them right now. They, as you can see, they're a little bit ripped up.
A little ragged.
A little torn. They have some stains on them. Mystery stains.
Enough said.
Yeah.
We'll just let that be your final words.
There
mystery
you go.
Stains.
Mystery stain is my official last word.
No.
Hey, speak for yourself.
My official last word is Zika's and go-go.
Nice.
Well, I guess in conclusion, Archetype forever.
Yep, mystery stain. Zika Singo Go.
All right, well, Jeremy.
Isaac. Yeah.
I was pausing for dramatic effect.
Oh, right, okay. Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Influence runs deep into the rings. I'm a scholar with the blueprints of beautiful things. I'm in tune with a suitable theme for the cool shit I've got to bring. And when I pull it and release, then you're caught on screen. My photographic memory catches everything. Words capture when I sing. Won't be no pretending to feel the rap I spoke that fills my soul. I took a turn and took hold of life, and no longer am I trying to watch the real roll by. So like a wheel in the sky, you'll be cold inside of your soul, is in driving. You'll be finding yourself in line with the rest of those watching life pass by them. Watching the real world fly, blown like an old light in the cold night. You see the cold eye, you can move and talk right, but you're not right. You're cold inside, you don't reply to come alive. Take your eyes off of the real, we'll be rolling by. We'll be rolling by. Watching the real world fly, blown like an old light.
from the real.